Peter Tongat, writing for Humanities, a publication of the National Endowment for the Humanities, tells us that in the late 1950s and early 60s, writer John O'Hara was at the top of his game. In 1955, he published his sixth novel, 10 North Frederick, which was honored with the National Book Award. And in 1958, he published his seventh, From the Terrace, which he considered his pièce de résistance. And readers agreed. According to Matthew Broccoli's biography, over 100,000 copies of From the Terrace were sold in cloth, with another 2.5 million in paperback. Born in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, O'Hara and his seven siblings were raised in an Irish Catholic household headed by his father, Patrick, a physician, and his mother, Catherine. In the O'Hara Concern, Broccoli quotes O'Hara boasting of his youthful proclivity for words. "I took to reading and writing as the child Mozart took to music," O'Hara said. "When I was about six, someone gave me a hand printing set, and I had my introduction to movable type." The question for O'Hara was not whether his family had standing in Pottsville, but whether they had enough of it. They were Irish, and they were Catholic, and this, in O'Hara's mind anyway, meant that they never quite belonged. O'Hara's sense of being a stranger in a strange land persisted, but by the time of 10 North Frederick and From the Terrace, he certainly had enjoyed his share of success. Within a few years of their publication, both books were turned into major feature films, joining a wave of O'Hara adaptations in Hollywood at that time. In 1957, Frank Sinatra starred in Pal Joey, a Rodgers and Hart musical that had its roots in a string of short stories O'Hara wrote about a nightclub impresario. And in 1960, Elizabeth Taylor starred in and won an Oscar for an adaptation of Butterfield 8. Although these films were not entirely faithful to their source material, each traded on the audience's familiarity with O'Hara. In the opening moments of the trailer for From the Terrace, for example, Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward are seen embracing in a convertible. Then, suddenly, the cover of the book is superimposed on the screen, temporarily blotting out the stars. To fill the seats, the makers of the film relied not only on the fireworks between Newman and Woodward, but also on the power of those intoxicating words, a novel by John O'Hara. In those days, Elizabeth Taylor walked the red carpet rolled out in Hollywood for Butterfield 8. In our era, they're bringing the red carpet to Pottsville itself for the second annual Pottsville Film Festival, which gets underway this Friday, May 29th, with a whole roster of films from the States and abroad, and there's absolutely a tie to Hollywood. Actor and director Richard Klein is a veteran of film and television, but of the stage as well. We learn that Klein assured his place in Hollywood history in his role as Larry Dallas on Three's Company, appearing in 110 episodes. And there's so much more, quite a list of his notable film credits, for instance. The Majestic Theater in Pottsville opened its doors in 1910, and most of the screenings will be held there on North Center Street. We had a chance to speak by phone with Joe Welsky, festival director, and actor, director, and educator Richard Klein, about the second annual Pottsville Film Festival and what's in store. Joe Welsky.
Pottsville's been very art-oriented for many years now and has a really robust theater community. They've got a big arts community that's starting to thrive. And so I think it was kind of a natural fit. People were saying, hey, if we had a film festival, we could be bringing people into the area to explore Pottsville, Schuylkill County, Pennsylvania, and really help our artists thrive. So last year was the first annual Pottsville Film Festival. This is the second annual Pottsville Film Festival, and it's a collaboration between PADCO, which is the Pottsville Area Development Corporation, and the Majestic Theater, which is a nonprofit theater in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. And this year we have Explores Google as our title sponsor. So they're really very intricate in getting us going here. And we've got Yuengling Beer behind us and many other great sponsors. So with their help, we were able to get the logistics down. We reached out through Film Freeway. That's where filmmakers can send their films throughout the world. And we have 70 films from all over the world that we're going to be showing the last weekend in May 29th through May 31st.
We're going to have a chance to have things like workshops with you, Richard, and so forth. But let me just ask you, Joe, you are from Pottsville. So what made you say, yeah, I want to do this?
Yeah, that is a great question. I keep asking myself that. But no, it's a great thing for the area. And I grew up on Center Street, right across the street from the theater, the Majestic Theater. And it was a farmer's market then. So this is the kind of event I wished I had. And I think about my journey coming to New York and being in entertainment. I'm a filmmaker and an acting teacher and an actor. And it was difficult, as most people's journey is. And I was hoping that, hey, if we have this kind of thing in the county with all of our young artists and all the community that we have there, this could be the launch pad that they need to get to the places they want to go. And so with me being in the film scene in New York City and having decades in that, and knowing people and stuff, it just seemed like a natural fit. And it's been a lot of work. My friend Almas Cannon, who is the president of the Majestic Theater, was the one to ask me to help. But I said yes, and here we are.
You could have picked a number of guests, Joe. Why did you think that he'd be just the one to bring excitement and all of his varied experience? And after you tell us that, please introduce him.
Well, Richard, you'll have to cover your ears because your head will get big now. But
go ahead.
Richard's been a comedy hero of mine since I was a kid. Obviously, Three's Company is such a huge part of American culture. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody in their late 30s and up who hasn't heard of the show or isn't a fan of the show and can quote episodes and know episodes. So when I found out that Richard Klein was teaching acting on my street in New York City on 29th Street, I said to my wife, Mila, who's an actress, Mila Milosevic, I'm like, we gotta meet Richard and you gotta study with him. And that's kind of how the relationship started. And Richard's great. He's super funny. He's super professional. He has the energy of somebody who's just starting their acting career. He's a real inspiration. And Richard is game to do things. I think, you know, we get a little jaded maybe as we go in our career. And Richard, I don't know. Richard says yes, and he's like, I'm going to show up. I'm going to do things. And I think that's a great quality. So I asked, and he said yes, and here we are. We've got the great Richard Klein, who's got 50 years in entertainment, everything from Broadway to TV to film. He's an acting teacher for 30 years, living in Canada. And take it away, Richard.
Well, that's a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah. You know, Joe brought me into this event, and I always particularly like supporting the arts. You know, several of my students over the years have submitted their films to film festivals. So, I mean, it's always great to encourage young talent. So that's why I'm overjoyed to be a part of this. And, you know, anytime I can walk on a red carpet, I'm there. You know what I mean? By the way, parenthetically, his wife, Mila, who's going to be at the festival also, is a wonderful actress, a marvelous actress. And it's just been a pleasure knowing the two of them. You know, I mean, I've been doing this, as Joe said, for about 30 years teaching when I'm not working. And, you know, there's just kind of a handful of people who you'd like to say, you know, I'd like to be friends with these people for the rest of my life. And this is two of them right here, Joe and Mila. So there you go.
We're talking about teaching at this moment. And I noticed that, Richard, you studied at Northwestern. Was that after Alvina Krauss retired?
Yes, it's funny you said, good call, right, because she had a theater in Pennsylvania, did she not?
Right here, not far away from us. She did summer theater in Eaglesmere, and graduate students who arrived like you did at Northwestern after she retired came east to work with her in Bloomsburg, and they founded the Bloomsburg Theater Ensemble.
Yeah. So when I got to Northwestern as a graduate student during the Ice Age, they said, oh, you just missed studying with Alvina Krauss. And I went, who's Alvina Krauss? And then people were going, are you kidding me? She's sort of like a goddess, or was a goddess, at Northwestern. And I did a show there at Northwestern. I did a couple of shows as a student. One of them was Noel Coward's Present Laughter. And she came to the show, and I went, oh, my goodness, I'm going to meet Alvina Krauss. And she had some very kind words to say to me. And I was thrilled beyond compare, you can imagine. So, yeah, that's I just missed her by 1 year.
While we're talking about studying, you had a grounding in Shakespeare, right?
Yes.
Was it important to you now, no matter what you're doing, whether you're teaching or doing TV or the films that you're doing, was it important to have had that grounding in Shakespeare?
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, people have asked me in interviews over the years, they say, well, what do you prefer, film, television, or theater? And I always say theater. It's just, to me, it's like, you know, the temple of the arts for an actor. And I was fortunate enough very early in my career, like just when I got out of the Army in the early 70s, I auditioned for the New York Shakespeare Festival, which was then run by Joseph Papp in New York at Lincoln Center, and was cast in one of their productions. And name drop alert, Erica, Chris Walken was in the cast. It was Troilus and Cressida.
There's some comedy in that.
And then I worked 3 shows down at the Folger Shakespeare Library Theater in Washington, D.C. So I have a pretty good background in Shakespeare. I adore working on Shakespeare with my students. I particularly like when students said, oh, I've never done Shakespeare. I said, hey, it's a foreign language. You'll get over it. we'll guide you along. And you know, the results are so heartwarming when I see them actually conquering what is, you know, Erica, a foreign language. You know, there's a lot of the words are archaic and the references are arcane. Well, there's a $1 million word. The references are arcane. And yet, you know, they conquer it. And so I actually have study material called Conquering Shakespeare that I've compiled from various research that I've done, you know, over the years. So, yeah. And I enjoy performing Shakespeare. I don't get the opportunity now so often, but I mean, that's the motherlode of acting.
And just one more follow-up then, because we're going to talk about comedy and the workshop that you'll be offering. But what about the comedy experience that you've had with Shakespeare? What did Shakespeare know about comedy then?
I mean, a number of his works are Mistaken Identity, which, hello, Three's Company, you know, you know, As You Like It, and Viola and Twelfth Night. Those are the classic comedies of Mistaken Identity, whatever. You know, it's a different kind of comedy, obviously. You know, I made my bones on Neil Simon. I did like six Neil Simon plays over the years, both in the United States and Canada. I toured Canada with a play called Jake's Women by Neil Simon. So I had a terrific affinity for his work. And as a matter of fact, I directed a production of Rumors, his play Rumors, in Los Angeles in a very small theater. And with Bernie Coppell from The Love Boat, he played Doc on The Love Boat. And Neil and his wife and, oh my God, Dick Van Dyke and Jack Klugman came to see it. And Neil stayed afterwards and took photos with the cat. It was one of the great thrills of my life to meet the man behind the words and have him enjoy the production as he did. So making your bones with comedy doing Neil Simon, I think that's a great learning process. And also, when I started doing television in the mid-70s, before Three's Company, I did 3 guest spots on Maud with Bea Arthur. And boy, you talk about an education, sitting in a rehearsal room watching her and Connie Bain and, you know, all those wonderful William Macy performing. It was a great lesson in timing and seeing how the professionals, how they work. So by the time I got to Three's Company, I was, as they say in Pennsylvania, loaded for bear.
Joe, you've worked with comedy too, though. You've taught comedy, haven't you? Workshops?
Yeah, yes. I've done, I make indie film and I also make commercials. And a lot of my favorite work is dark humor. You know, obviously I cited Three's Company as one of my early kind of influences, but you can throw Monty Python in there. You could throw MASH, anything that was a little offbeat. And I do have to thank your station for bringing Doctor Who to my area and Monty Python, because that's how you saw that stuff, was on public television. You didn't get it anywhere else. And that was a huge influence for me. So I was kind of thrilled to be doing this interview today, because I guess that's a thank you for helping me along.
Thank you for mentioning it, because they are comedy classics. WBIA-TV is 60 years old this year. So that's a nice thing to hear. Well, how about the workshop you're going to do, Richard, at the festival?
Well, over the years, both in Los Angeles and in New York, I've been a guest teacher at casting workshops in Los Angeles and in New York. In New York, there's a huge casting workshop called Actors Connection. And I teach a 2 or 3 hour block, but I'm going to condense, obviously, my workshop in Pennsylvania down to maybe an hour and a half. And still, you know, I'm going to ask for volunteers, whatever, give them like, you know, 5 or 6 lines of comic material. And we'll discuss what it takes to deliver the material, because delivering comic material takes a whole lot of believability. You cannot try to be funny, because it's not a stand-up course. It's a course in comic acting. And so you have to, as a student, you have to, or an actor, you have to identify, okay, what's the funny and how can I make it funny and still be believable? And so we'll cover that, and it should be a lot of fun. I have a couple of exercises I'm going to do. We do one-liners and you know, a horse walks into a bar and blah, 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 and then, you know, stuff like that, you know. I did want to add that the workshop, it's for everybody. You can never have acted in your life, you know, and you'll still enjoy it, and you'll learn maybe 1 or 2 things when you leave. So it's for everybody. It's not just for people who may have had some acting experience. I think Joe may have seen some of the comedy. I know Mila has his wife.
Yes, definitely, yes.
So my approach is hands-on. It's not going to be a lecture, and hopefully we'll have a lot of fun doing it.
Joe, how great that you've had a neighbor on 29th Street who's willing to come to Pennsylvania to show us ways to make people laugh. We all need laughter right now.
No, you're right.
Tell us about the format of the festival and how we can take part in this workshop with Richard.
Sure, I would love that. So the festival is relatively short. We've got 3 days, May 29th, Friday, May 29th through Sunday, May 31st. Friday, we have a Regal Beagle. Sorry, Richard. We have a Regal Beagle happy hour that's going to kick off the event from 4 to 6. And that's where all the filmmakers are going to gather. And we have a lot of filmmakers coming in from out of town. And then we have a red carpet event Saturday night. And tickets are available for all this stuff. And I'll get to that URL in a second on Friday night. And the red carpet is a chance to walk the red carpet, get an interview, meet the filmmakers. We'll have dinner, we'll have drinks there. We're going to be honoring one of our local citizens and, you know, maybe playing some clips from Richard's career. We'll see. It should be a good night. Then Saturday is Richard's workshop. All of our film blocks kick off. And we also have a Q&A with Richard at 4 o'clock on Saturday, where you can come, hear stories from Richard's career, just like he's giving out now, and get a picture with Richard. And that's going to be a really fun event. And then Sunday, we have our final blocks of films, and we have our award ceremony Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, all at the Majestic Theater. We'll be at the Majestic Theater in Pottsville. We'll also be at the Chopping Block in Pottsville. That's where we're going to have our red carpet. And then we'll be at Black Rock for our happy hour kickoff fest. So, yeah, everybody who wants to come, which I'm hoping people will come down and support the festival and see Richard, you can get tickets at majestictheater.net and just go to the film festival button on that homepage. So majestictheater.net.
Joe Welsky, who is festival director and actor, director and educator, Richard Klein, speaking with us about the second annual Pottsville Film Festival that will open this Friday and run Friday, Saturday, and part of Sunday in downtown Pottsville mostly. And the Majestic Theater is the place to go for the schedule and the film listings and times and places. Majestic Theater, ER, majestictheater.net. And you can see all the wonderful people and organizations coming together to make the film festival possible. It wouldn't happen without those collaborations. And again, it is Friday, May 29th, opening with a happy hour. And there will be various gatherings of filmmakers. There will be the red carpet. There will be the screenings of the films getting underway at the Majestic Theater, but they'll also be at the Chopping Block. And for all the details, And especially you'll want to make sure you don't miss, don't you think, having heard the conversation, you won't want to miss the workshop with Richard Klein, the comedy workshop. It's for acting in comic situations rather than a stand-up routine workshop, and you don't need any acting experience. So that's in the morning on Saturday, and then there will be also a Q&A with him from 4 to 6. That's the second annual Pottsville Film Festival. And for all the details, majestictheater.net, majestictheater.net.